Proclamation number 7290, dated the February 22nd, 1959. Overcoming the gulf in the beyond, Jesus Christ. A vast gulf still exists in the spiritual world between those who kept their distance from me during their life on earth and those who had already found me and were able to enter the spiritual kingdom in a garment of light. They can certainly see the former and ascertain their miserable state, but the former are staying in a realm where they can see nothing else but themselves or like-minded spiritual beings whose constant discord and dispute among each other poisons their existence and prevents them from feeling any kind of happiness. Nor will these souls ever be able to see their loved ones again if these have already departed with a higher degree of maturity. Instead, they must first reach a certain degree before a blissful reunion can happen. Hence, such souls inhabit two worlds, although all souls enter the spiritual kingdom after Thebedee's death. They are two worlds which are very distant from each other, which is not to be understood spatially but merely relates to the nature of each individual world. A vast gulf exists, and yet, this gulf must be bridged sooner or later. Time and again beings from the kingdom of light must descend unrecognized and try to do their redemptive work on the souls by attempting to persuade them to detach themselves from their environment and to follow the beings of light, which then will aim to lead them ever closer to their own region, that is, they must inform the souls in darkness of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and His immense act of mercy which was accomplished for these souls should they want my mercy for themselves. Only then will the gulf diminish between them and me, between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Only then will the souls take the path which leads out of the abyss into higher spheres. And only then will the blessings of the act of salvation take effect on them and gradually also result in a state of maturity where they themselves can and want to do redemptive work, because they want to repay their gratitude, which impels their willingness to help the wretched beings which still linger in the abyss. The gulf must be overcome and there is only one bridge, Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. Anyone who takes the path to him also takes it to me, even though he did not want to acknowledge me on earth or was still vastly distanced from me. He can only come back to me by way of Jesus Christ, and he is therefore the bridge which leads from the dark region into the kingdom of light. This should be remembered by all people who on earth certainly deem themselves to be in contact with me and who nevertheless have not yet found the right attitude towards Jesus Christ, who only call themselves Christians by name and in reality have not established a heartfelt bond with me in Jesus Christ, who therefore have not yet availed themselves of the blessings of the act of salvation and so cannot speak of a redemption of their original sin either. They, too, will face a deep gulf when they arrive in the beyond, for they will first have to seek and find him, the Divine Redeemer, so that he will release them from their guilt as well, for they only acknowledged him with their mouth on earth without involving their heart. But I look into the heart, and regardless of how loud and how often the mouth voices my name, I will not be deceived and cannot place the soul where it doesn't actually belong. It will be confronted by a vast gulf when it passes into the spiritual kingdom. In other words, it will see nothing else but what its earthly inclined senses want it to believe. And it will only be to its advantage if it can detach itself quickly and does not resist the helper's notions, so that it can quickly be introduced to the Divine Redeemer as the only savior from its situation. The connection must be made, the soul must take the path to me by way of Jesus Christ and it will safely be guided by him through the gate into the kingdom of light when it has bridged the vast gulf, when its will impels it to Jesus Christ and it desires and finds salvation through Him, then it will also have taken the path to the Father. I will receive it into my kingdom of light and blissful happiness. Amen.